If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
5 o'clock, happy hour time. Chrisella, Tony Gwynn Jr. idle for a couple of days with the All-Star break at hand. Mr. Scraby alongside here as we roll into the final hour of the Gwynn and Chris program today on 97.3 The Fan. Happy hour brought to you by GL Pools, the swimming pool experts trusted by thousands of San Diegans. Since 2006, baseball season is in full swing. So is swim season. Call GL Pools, mention radio. You get a free month of pool service. Baseball All-Star Game gets started here after the rigmarole is taken care of. One of my favorite parts of the All-Star Game always used to be the player introductions at the beginning. I like when they lined up over there and they kind of showed everybody in their uniform and everybody's out there. So I think we'll have that again this year because they went back to letting the teams wear their own uniforms. So I like that. Of course, we're watching a little of the telecast right now, and at the moment, it's a rap concert.
It's Ludacris, man.
Is that oh, my
on the
guy.
Left? Luda,
is that my guy, Ludacris. Well,
my guy,
let
Ludacris.
Let me apologize then. If it's Ludacris,
welcome to Atlanta, where the players play and we ride on the things like every day.
Okay, thank you very little.
Ludacris was Ludacris was like my era.
I like Ludacris. I'm not kidding you. I actually think I don't know his music.
I don't know who the other guy is, but it says on the back of his jersey, the mayor.
Okay. So yeah. I don't know any of Ludacris's music, but I do like Ludacris.
Okay.
I've seen him in, you know, some movies and things like that. I think he is
funny and good those, actor. Fast and the Furious.
Some of his movie roles and things, I enjoy Ludacris, but I don't know his music.
I also enjoy him because he had a concert canceled one time, and then he just walked through the mall doing his concert for everyone.
That was nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Here comes...
Is Ludacris's first name truly Chris? Does anybody know?
I'm looking it up.
Oh, my goodness.
Good.
No, they're introducing the players now during the Ludacris concert.
Christopher Brian Bridges.
Okay, see, there you go. So he is a Chris.
Yes.
Stuff you need to know and stuff you'll only get on this program.
And there's so many people in the cars like, man, these guys don't know anything about pop culture.
You know what? That's not true because I know who Rick Springfield is and you didn't know who he... You know what I
mean?
That's
true.
We all have our eras. So you just gotta just understand that that's the way it goes.
Oh, wait, hold on. I gotta stop and Poncho Cornwallis on the chat has something to say.
What does he have?
Javier Baez is a player that the Padres could have gotten for Xander Bogaerts at the beginning of the year.
Oh.
He is starting at center field for the Tigers in the All-Star game. To go, please, Pancho Cornwallis, please go look at Javier Baez's stats the last 4 years.
One of the worst players in baseball.
He was a joke last year for swinging at everything.
One of the absolute worst players in baseball.
Yes,
the last
he had
four
a resurgence
years.
This year, but
and a remarkable resurgence for Baez.
I just had to stop it down for Pancho Cornwall.
Javier is. It sounds like he's laughing at your name, Pancho. I just want to let you know that I used to have a dog named Pancho, so I'm
not laughing at Pancho. It's just funny name. That. Anyway,
I appreciate the name Pancho because I had a dog. I had Pancho and Cisco.
Oh.
Two big dogs back in the day.
All right.
Yeah, Javi Baez hit 184 last year with six homers. Pretty hard to imagine that he was going to bounce back with an all-star performance this year.
Very hard to imagine.
Yeah. All right. We'll keep an eye on the all-star game for you.
Manny Machado just got announced as a starter. That was cool. Chris just looks up like,
Manny
cool.
Machado?
Yeah.
I just love the fact they're wearing their unis!
They are. Their hats are different, though.
Good. Yeah, well, they can doll up the hats if they want. At least they're wearing their unis. So great to have that back. All right, Fox is carrying the game tonight, but MLB on Fox did a all-time team for every team. Now, they took way too many liberties. And I don't have, I've seen many of these, Scraby.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
They're all over the place. You see them on Twitter or Instagram. I'm sure you can go online. And they have like a little graphic, and it has each player and their position and a picture of them. And so it's the all-time lineup for every team in baseball. And we're only considered for the moment with the Padres. But I saw several that just didn't, you know, they didn't make sense. They really, truly didn't. And I don't think the Padres won. They put a lot of thought into it. They just didn't. You can't have an outfield that has Fernando Tatis in left field. He's never been a left fielder.
Now, what's above his name?
Outfield. But
yes.
You can't, to me, to pick an all-time team, you have to put the player at the position that they play.
I don't disagree with this.
And if you really got to squeeze Fernando in there because he should be a member of the all-time team, put him at shortstop, at least. I don't think you can put him in left field. And you certainly can't put him in right field because that's where Tony's dad has to be.
And you can't put him at shortstop. Has he played more right field than he has in shortstop?
It's pretty close, I would think. Now, you know, you'd be splitting hairs here. I mean, I'm going to look it up because I know it's pretty close.
I can look it up for you.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you really got to get Fernando on, and I think you probably should, you put him at shortstop. Why? The Padres don't have a standout shortstop.
Oh, yeah. He played 242 games at short. He's played 345 in
right.
So
it's pretty close.
Yeah.
You know, so you could get away, to me, with putting Fernando at shortstop. With apologies to Gary Templeton, who's still a San Diego guy and a bit of a legend. He was here on the team that went to the first World Series in 84. He was a Silver Slugger winner that year. He made the All-Star team the next year. Tempe was a fabulous player and a fabulous part of the community. And he always has been. I know that Tony Jr.
Oh, yeah.
and Tempe Jr. were yeah. like best buddies.
Yes, they were.
So this would be somewhat blasphemous for me to be saying this if Tony were sitting over there. But, I mean, I could put Fernando at shortstop over Tempe. Me personally, if you don't want to put Fernando at shortstop, I loved Khalil Green. And I know that Templeton would probably get the nod from most of you. But just look up the statistics is all I'm saying before you concede it. Khalil Green's OPS as a Padre was 100 points higher than Templeton's was. 100 points. Not very close, really. Khalil Green played here 7 years. Tempe played here 10 years. I always liked Khalil Green. But anyway, that's the shortstop and the outfield position. The other issue...
Dang, he hit 27... Khalil Green, he hit 27 home runs in 2007?
Khalil Green was a highlight every night, Scraby. I will never forget watching this guy make play after play. He didn't win any gold gloves either, like Manny. But he made plays like I've never seen a guy make. Manny's got to be the third baseman. Dave Winfield has to be in the outfield, but he needs to be in left field. That's where he didn't play much center field. So your outfield has to be Tony in right, Winfield in left, and then you're going to need a center fielder, and you can't put Fernando there. You can even give me an argument for Jackson Merrill.
I was
already.
Just thinking that because it's of early. His rookie season was historically
so
good for
right.
the Padres.
But until further notice, Steve Finley is probably a pretty good center fielder. You're not going to get a lot of arguments for that. And then, you know, what do you do with Fernando? Well, again, shortstop. It's hard to put Fernando at DH, although I would consider it, because with Manny at third, you need Ken Caminiti in there somewhere, and he was an MVP winner, so you got to figure that out. Adrian Gonzalez, to me, is an easy choice at first base. Benito behind the plate. And then I have an argument at second base. They went with Jake. And you know how much I like Jake Cronenworth.
Yeah.
I think Mark Loretta was a better Padre. So
far.
Yeah, to this point. Yeah. Now, Loretta did not play with the Padres. I know he played with a Milwaukee... the Astros. I want to see just how many years Loretta played for the Padres.
He played
actually.
2003 through 2005.
Only three. That would be your argument on Loretta. Only 3 years. But his .314 batting average is the second best behind Tony in club history. I've just always been a Mark Loretta fan. Jake, I would give Loretta the nod. But you can have a pretty good, you know, yelling match there if you want to.
Adam on the chat says, kill Vio Varus.
And Alan Wiggins. Okay, Varus was good, but Alan Wiggins was better if you're looking for a fast leadoff stolen base guy. Alan Wiggins, who played on the 84 team and batted ahead of Tony's dad. Pitcher Jake Peavy, got no issues. I think he's the best starting pitcher we've ever had, with all due respect to Randy.
That's what people were very upset that Randy Jones didn't get it, because outside of Blake Snell, Randy Jones is the only other Padres pitcher, right?
No, don't say it.
Okay, never mind.
Gaylord Perry also won a Cy Young before you say
Thank
it.
Thank you for saving me.
You're welcome. You know, I mean, Randy, let's put it this way. I've never had dinner with Jake Peavy. And I have broken bread with Randy, so I should on merit alone pick Randy. But I don't have an issue with Jake Peavy. They're both, you know, Randy's 2 years were unapproachable. 75 and 76, nothing will ever top those. I think Jake was better for longer. Yeah, I just think I'm trying to give a fair analysis of it.
I'm listening to you. You have way more experience with this.
Trevor's
than I do.
Easily the reliever, and Boach is your manager. Anyway, it's always fun to, you know, talk about that stuff, because everybody's got a little different opinion. And that's what makes that part of it fun. It's your team. You know, you pick your favorite team. That's what's good about it. There isn't always a correct answer. Who would want to do the Yankee one?
Oh, gosh.
Are you going to put Joe DiMaggio in center? Maybe Mickey Mantle.
And you know, Aaron Judge. Juan Soto.
Nah. Sorry. Don't get me started
there. So wait,
there.
Did we ever name, like, if you were going to say that this list had to have a left fielder, center fielder, right fielder, who would you have named left field?
Winfield.
Okay. And then center field? Jackson.
Finley.
Okay.
But with Jackson Merrill.
We did already talk about
with
that.
Jackson Merrill making a little, you know, push.
Yeah, but Tony Gwynn definitely right field.
Tony's got right field. There's no hesitation. He's Mr. Padre. Can't be replaced.
Someone
out
said,
there.
Sorry, no Soto for the Yankees. I know, I was kidding.
Yeah, you were kidding.
He was only there for a year. But Aaron Judge definitely should be on the list.
Stop kidding in my presence about Juan Soto. You know, I don't do that very well. Yeah, the Yankees would be a tough one. You know,
with the Red Sox would probably any team that's been around for over 100 years would be tough, because they've had some great players at some point.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. And, you know, that's a thing that I think is the toughest about baseball is, how do you compare Hannes Wagner's 8 batting titles to Tony Gwynn's? What did he get? 7, Tony? You know what I mean?
Well,
like, who's better? I don't know. Tonus Wagner played in 1900.
Yeah, he had the butcher from down the street pitching to him.
I don't know. He had a couple of 40-game winners. He had Cy Young. He had Christy Mathewson. He had Walter Johnson.
I mean, if you're facing the guy who the award's named after, right, I guess that's pretty good feather in your cap.
Right. I mean, he had a few names. I'm not saying they're better. I should know offhand exactly how many batting titles Tony had. I think it was seven.
Seven sounds right to me.
It sounds right.
I'm not even going to attempt.
He won seven silver sluggers. So that's good.
They named the batting title after Tony Gwynn Sr.
He had eight.
Oh.
Tony had eight batting titles. Sorry, Tony.
I'm going to text Tony Gwynn Jr.
Terrible.
Right now.
I feel terrible. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
I'm going to say, Chris just shorted your dad a batting title.
I did. He won three in a row twice.
Wow. So, Arise.
He won four in a row. He won three in a row once and four in a row once. Sorry.
Man, he shorted him.
I shorted one of my greatest...
one of
baseball
your friends.
Connections. I know. Should know that just right away.
Oh, poor Ken Griffey is on TV right now, and he's sweating.
Ken Griffey
looks like
needs
me.
A shower. He needs
he
a
looks
shower.
Like me.
But I will say this. He still looks like the kid.
He does. He
looks
great.
He's going to look like the kid.
He looks great.
All right. Padres, all-time team. Fun to kick around. More Gwynn and Chris after traffic.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
5:22 is the time. The Major League Baseball All-Star Game starts at 5 o'clock tonight, which means they actually haven't started. 22 minutes of pregame activity. Have they cleared Ludacris and company off the field yet?
I believe so.
But they just had a bunch of kids run out there.
They're all taking their position. Which is nice. You were going to crush it for a second.
I know. Get them off of there. Let's go.
Let's get this game going.
I kind of like, you know, I don't even say I kind of like. I do like. So Sundays when the Padres run out there and somebody goes to everybody, you know.
Oh, the military members?
Military. Somebody runs out to every position. They sign a ball, the whole thing.
That is very cool.
All right. 5:22 is the time. Scraby's got something on the Chargers and some I didn't know about this, so I'm going to let you remind us what's going on here. I didn't hear about this.
So
I knew they were coming down here for a couple of practices.
Yes.
I didn't know that they're actually selling tickets to it?
They are. It's like the first day was exclusively given to active duty military and veterans.
Okay, but all right, sorry, go ahead.
Yes, they're selling tickets to it, but Tuesday, July 22nd, the Chargers are going to be practicing at USD. And then on Wednesday, July 23rd, they will also be practicing at USD. And those tickets are all taken up, basically. So what I wanted to get into is that I was reading an article earlier today saying...
Okay, wait, repeat this again. The Chargers are practicing. They're coming down from LA.
Yes.
For some of training camp.
2 days.
2 days, and it's going to be in San Diego at USD.
Correct.
And instead of just saying we're coming down and everybody come out, they're actually selling tickets to this.
And the reason is because it's a very small venue. They don't want a bunch of people showing up and not being able to get in. So I understand that.
That seems fair.
But here's where the argument is. They're saying, this article I was reading, they're saying that this proves that San Diego Chargers fans are starting to come back around. And I don't really think this proves anything, because it's not like the Chargers moved to Oregon or something and then they're coming down here. They moved 2 hours away, which means that fans can drive down and see their team. Now, I still don't even think that means that the Chargers fans here in town have forgiven them. And I talk to a lot of Chargers fans that have not forgiven the Chargers. But to just basically say, oh, yeah, this proves to me.
Oh, so you're saying the fact that these two practices are sold out means San Diego loves the Chargers again.
That's what the topic is. Okay, necessarily believe that, but... It's very self-righteous, I guess, to say, yep, this proves to me that the San Diego Chargers fans are coming back in droves. I don't think that's the case at all. I think that there are some fans. I think that L.A. Charger fans bought some of these, too.
All right. I don't know that a lot of L.A. Charger fans would buy tickets and drive all the way down here. Maybe a few. But here's my thing. And I'm with you, Scrabe. If you believe that because a practice venue of a few thousand tickets is sold out to see Chargers practice football...
For 2 hours.
For a couple of hours, proves that San Diego now loves the Chargers. If you believe that, that's fine. But then, do you also believe that because there's 60,000 fans in SoFi Stadium every Sunday when the Chargers play at home... that L.A. loves the Chargers?
That's a good point.
I just don't think that's true.
I don't think it's true either.
I think there are football fans. We already talked about it, Scraby. You and I want to watch the Hall of Fame game because
it's football.
We just want to see a little football.
Yeah.
We don't like the Chargers. We don't like the Lions. We don't like anything about the Hall of Fame game. But it's our first look at football, so we want to tune in.
Yes.
This is a chance. We don't get to see NFL football down here, even in a practice setting. So people want to, you know, go see, and some of them probably are Charger fans. They want to get autographs. They want to see some guys. I don't say that there are no Charger fans in San Diego.
There are definitely many. Yes.
But there's no way that this proves in any way, shape, or form that, we love them. In the same way that a sellout at SoFi Stadium proves that L.A. loves the Chargers, because L.A. doesn't even barely know the Chargers are there. And that's, you know... maybe one thing that makes us feel a little better sometimes, because the Chargers left us and we feel like, you know, what did they leave us for?
I have an update to this article that they updated the post.
Okay.
So the Wednesday, so Tuesday, July 22nd, exclusively to active duty and military and veterans. And then July 23rd, it's exclusively to season ticket members. They conveniently left that out. So who are the season ticket members? Los Angeles Chargers fans.
Oh, okay. So only season ticket holders can go to it.
That's what it's saying. They did not have this earlier, or else I would have brought that up as soon as we started
talking about it.
That is a big deal.
All right, so basically now we're left to believe that there are no San Diego fans going to these practices.
If you're, there are season ticket holders here in San Diego, but there's not enough to sell out of practice, I don't think. And even if they were, there were enough to sell out of practice, I don't think this proves that San Diego loves the Chargers still.
We don't. I can say that factually.
Jose says, I don't know. I don't see any Chargers jerseys at all around the city. I'm trying to think.
Pretty rare now.
It is pretty rare now. They've done the Chargers have done a really good job of telling San Diego that they don't care over the time that they've left.
I mean, I can name, you know, several Charger fans that live in San Diego. Tony kind of still likes his Chargers, but, you know, he doesn't go crazy over it.
No.
And I think that's pretty much there. Are there a few diehards? Yeah, there's a few diehard Dolphin fans here, too. You know, I mean, right? So I'm sure there's diehard Charger fans here.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
There are San Diego NFL fans, not LA NFL fans. I don't actually know why I write.
I don't know. The whole thing just still makes me mad, Scraby. All we had to do was say, you know what? We hate you, Dean Spanos. But we like the NFL more than we hate you. That's all we had to do. We would have had to cough up some bucks, some tax money, not very much. We could have got a new stadium. We'd have a big league city, and we'd still have an NFL team. Now, would we have to put up with the crap from Spanos? Yeah. But I was willing to put up with it so that I could go see the Chargers play NFL football. I just think we blew it. I do.
I don't disagree with you, but I also think, like, with the Chiefs and the Royals trying to squeeze as much money out of the government in Missouri and Kansas as possible,
I
feel like maybe San Diego is a little bit ahead of the game. I understand I want a team here, and I wanted a stadium here, and I would have been fine with the tax. But at the same time, I'm not okay with these teams that have billions of dollars taking taxpayer money because they don't want, and then taking all of the profit from events like concerts and things like that.
I know. Holding cities hostage is what you're saying.
Yeah.
And there are stadiums and, you know, franchises that are holding cities hostage.
Chiefs.
Bengals. Another one. That was a disaster. I mean, barely.
It's true.
The whole city of Cincinnati almost collapsed into the river, basically, because of that stadium.
That is true. And they did put a lot of money into that as a city.
Yeah. So I get all of it, but I just, you know, come on, man. You don't miss having a team here? You know you do.
I do.
So, you know, it's especially when you see Charlotte has one and, you know, I don't know why Charlotte came to mind.
I mean?
We're the eighth largest city in the country. We act like we're the 80th. And that's just always, you know, that's always been my complaint.
We still only have one lane going north to Via de la Valle. Once we fix that.
You think we're on our way?
Yeah. Once that gets fixed, maybe something will head over here.
Gwen and Chris back with more. I think we're going to talk. Well, Mark Ziegler was on earlier. He was really good. Chances are you didn't hear it. And you'll be a lot smarter after you do. It's next.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Bottom of the first inning, National League has already jumped out on the American League. Ketel Marte, two-run double down the right field line, went the opposite way. Shohei Ohtani had singled, Ronald Acuna Jr. with a infield single, and then Marte with the two-run double. Just like that, 2-0 NL bottom of the first. Paul Skeens retired the side in order in the top of the first. He struck out both Gleyber Torres and Riley Green to begin the game. Freddie Freeman is up, and that means Manny Machado is on deck. So we're going to keep it around. Let you know what Manny does. Gwynn and Chris here. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Idol. You think Tony's watching the All-Star game tonight, wherever
he
is?
Oh, yeah, we talked about it. He said yes.
He would watch.
Yeah, he said he's very excited to see them play in their old uniforms, or their
regular
uniforms.
He likes it for the same reason that I do.
Yeah, he said he's going to watch,
and
he's
looking forward to it. We can't be the only ones. We cannot be the only ones.
He also, because our countdown was top five things we're going to do during the All-Star break. And Tony was like, nothing.
He's going to just sit on his heels. I think that he did do something last night, judging by some of the photos I saw. Did they not have the Padre black tie affair money-raising dinner last night at Petco Park?
No, no, no. That was a couple weeks ago.
Okay. Well, then I'm okay.
That was actually the Thursday that you played golf.
I see. So, yes. Okay.
But maybe he's just getting around to posting those pictures.
Yeah, no, he didn't post them. Somebody else who posted them, and I thought maybe that was last night.
No, it was not last night. Okay. And Manny Machado.
Manny's coming up. He's got a man on second with one out, and he'll get the AB here against Tarek Skubal.
It's probably this is definitely the first time they've ever faced each other.
No, it's not. Tigers and Padres have played. There's
but they didn't
play.
Tarek Skubal didn't play. Or pitch.
Last year he didn't pitch
this
either.
Year. Let me see.
But they played last year, too.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't remember. I know that the Padres have never seen Paul Skeens.
That is true.
But I don't know that they've, you know, whether or not they saw Skubal. Manny just hit a foul tip right off the mask of the home plate umpire.
The umpire's taking a beating. Ohtani got him with a foul ball, too.
Man. I mean, that was right on,
that
too.
Was one of those where the mask, like, pops off the face.
And the ump kind of goes like this.
Oh!
Yeah, a little stagger. Took a shot there.
Yes, he did. We're just stalling until Manny.
Ooh, you're a little late on a fastball, Manny.
Ripped through a 99.
0-2 to Manny.
Oh, no. This is when he does his best stuff, Chris.
All right. Do you want me to go on the If I go online here, I can find out what he does before you see
don't,
it.
Don't.
I know, I hate that. I'm just saying,
then
I could
do it.
I could wreck it for you. You don't want me to wreck it for you?
Oh, my goodness. Manny just got a call.
No, wait a minute. They tapped the helmet. I really think the catcher tapped the helmet.
Well, he's going to strike out then because this was...
He checked the call. The catcher is... Yep.
Here we go. Our first ABS challenge.
And you know what? Manny was the first guy who ever got called out for... Oh, man. He's gone.
Yeah, he's gone.
See you, Manny.
Sorry, Manny.
Scooble's laughing. Call's overturned. Manny strikes out. Oh. Wow! So Manny is the answer to two trivia questions then. I don't know if you remember, in spring training, he was the first guy that got a strike called on him for not getting in the batter's box soon enough.
That is pretty awesome. And was he the first guy ejected?
Now he's the first guy to get a call overturned. And it was the correct call. It was a strike. It was at the knees. He took it. They called the ball. And the catcher tapped the helmet. And they checked it, and it was a strike.
I'm just going to stop saying stuff because Manny has faced Eric Scooble once.
And by the way, Dave Roberts was laughing at the result of that. I think Manny should throw a baseball at him.
Yeah, I wonder if Dave Roberts like kind of gets a little scared when Manny walks back in the dugout.
Yeah. I wouldn't be smiling at him. He might give you a forearm shiv,
Every
pal.
Time Manny walks into the dugout, Dave Roberts goes to the tunnel. He's just scared.
That's funny.
The sinister sling.
All right. 2-0. The inning is over. Scooble got out of it with a couple of strikeouts. 2-0 National League on top. We'll take a little traffic break, and then Mark Ziegler will close the show today with a bunch of good info on soccer and San Diego State hoops.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury, here's Kelly Danik.
You guys, we still have a number of problems out here. One of them is this crash on southbound 5 right at the 805 split, not showing if any lanes are blocked. Accident on the Old Town off-ramp, southbound 5. Now, southbound side of the 805, accident cleared past University, but now getting reports of an accident up ahead near the 15. This one is blocking a slow lane, several vehicles involved. And westbound side of the King Freeway before College Grove, reports of some debris in that right lane. Still clearing an accident in the North County, northbound 15 before Fallacy. That's over the right shoulder. I'm Kelly Danik with Gwynn and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
I want to get into the Aztecs and Grand Canyon and everything that happened there. But as you were coming on, we were discussing this Leagues Cup that's coming up for the MLS teams and San Diego FC. And so they take a break in the season and they do these tournaments. How do we couch that as a fan? And how does the team, it seems to me in a lot of ways like they're playing a friendly in the middle of the season, but it's not totally a friendly, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a competition, and the way it kind of evolved is MLS and Liga MX wanted to sort of form a partnership. And MLS also is, I think, privately trying to sort of gain some respect in the region because people just don't respect it as a good league. And they play something called the CONCACAF Champions League every year, which is the regional equivalent of European Champions League. Obviously, the European Champions League is the biggest club tournament in the world for European teams, and there's Copa Libertadores, which is for South American teams, and some Mexican teams playing that too. And so they wanted, you know, in the CONCACAF Champions Cup, MLS gets smoked by the Mexican teams regularly. They've won it a couple times, but they've lost it like,
By and large, if the MLS steps outside the MLS, the teams many times look overmatched.
Right. So this year, Vancouver, which was at the time first place best team in MLS, went down and played Cruz Azul in the final and lost 5-0.
Yeah.
So this is a way to kind of get some, you know, it serves many purposes. You get some fans. You get a lot of fans of the Mexican League can see their teams, which is something that they're very grateful for. I mean, San Diego, you can cross the border, obviously, and go see them with the Xolos. But in other places, you can see your team play. And they're in their preseason, so it's a way for – and MLS is in the middle of their season, and they're playing at home. They have to go down to Mexico, play at altitude, and play in front of their fans. So it kind of tips the scales towards MLS and makes them look a little bit better than maybe they would in a regular competition. But that's all part of it. And they make a lot of money, a load of money, at the same time. And so that's kind of the reason they do it.
All right, so mostly bragging rights will be at stake when this thing starts at the end of the month. But SDFC does play Toronto FC tomorrow night, just to update you. And then the Vancouver comes in here in a rematch of those top teams in the league. All right, Mark, while I was gone, Grand Canyon is a loud entrance into the Mountain West Conference. So what happened? I understand, I guess, why the Aztecs are left out of it since they no longer are going to be staying in the league. But do the Aztecs even have a say? Can they push back against this at all? Or is this, you know, figure out a way to live with it?
I think they're just going to have to live with it for a year and then, you know, say good riddance to the league.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of reasons they didn't want this to happen. I think one of them, I don't know if they'll admit it, but I don't think they really were excited about going back and playing at Grand Canyon.
Right.
And being forced to. They did it by their own choice twice and sort of learned their mistake. It's a very, very hard place to play. And so I think their schedule was set up in such a way that, you know, they knew what kind of strength schedule they would have. And all of a sudden, here we are in the middle of July and you get thrown probably two games against Grand Canyon, a quad one and a quad two. You know, that certainly helps, but those are tough games, and it's just a brutal place to play. I think also there's more of a philosophical debate that, you know, Grand Canyon doesn't really belong, you can make an argument, in a league with a bunch of big public state institutions like the Mountain West. And they're a private. Some people argue they're for-profit. They claim that they have some status that says they are not for profit, but they have a huge amount of NIL, which I'm sure a big chunk of that comes from the for-profit company that is attached to them. And so it's a very different type of university, and they probably fit better in the WCC with all private institutions than they do in the Mountain West. And so I think the five were just sort of like, well, you're making this big decision without us involved. If you guys want to have them in your league when we're gone, fine, but when we're still here, maybe we could have a say-so. And so I think that was part of the anger, mm-hmm. as you saw in the release or the statement from San Diego State and Boise State.
Yeah. And look, I mean, Brian Dutcher and Matt Soria, whoever it is that's involved in putting this whole schedule together, give us a little peek behind the curtain at that, because it is as important almost who you play, who you schedule, where you play, et cetera. That's almost as important as coaching your team and winning games, isn't it, in the college game in this day and age? Because you got to strike the exact right balance between, you know, challenging games and some others, right?
100%. And that's why Matt Soria, the director of basketball operations and I believe associate athletic director, maybe assistant, I always get them mixed up, but is so valuable to the program. He has, you know, years and years and years of institutional knowledge, and he's considered one of the best schedulers in the country. I mean, teams from all over the nation, programs from all over the nations will call him with advice. He understands all that, and it's a really, really intricate dance. People just think, oh, why are you playing this team that's no good? You know, well, it's every game serves a purpose, whether it's to prepare for a big game, whether it's a soft landing in case you go to a tournament like the Players Arab Festival and you have some bad luck and you lose two or three games and you need a soft landing. You don't want to, you know, you don't want a murderer's row, another tough game right after it. You have to have the right mix of high end Nat and Kempom games and then lower games that won't pull you down too much, but you can get a win out of it and try some stuff and maybe play some more players. You know, they play a non-division one game, which nobody understands and says, well, God, that's stupid. Well, actually it's really brilliant because you get an easy game, just like you would if you played a team that's in the 300 in the net. You get an easy game at home and a win, but it doesn't count. Division two doesn't count against any of that. So you don't get dragged down by the metrics.
I didn't
and
even
you
know
get
that.
To play people. Yeah. There's a lot of things like that. And it's just really, really intricate. They spend a lot of time on it. They meet as a staff. They try to find the right exact opponents. And obviously some years they get it better than others, but that's the reason why San Diego State, more than any other team in the Mountain West, has been able to get to the NCAA tournament as an at-large invitation way more often than anybody else, just because of their non-conference scheduling. Also, then you have to go have success. But part of setting up the non-conference schedule is so that you do have success based on when you play the games, and how far they're spaced, et cetera, et cetera.
Talking to Mark Ziegler, San Diego Union Tribune, here on Gwynn and Chris 97.3 The Fan. And I wanted to ask you about the Players Era Festival, which I guess kind of sort of goes into this conversation, because it went from eight men's teams to 18 men's teams in one season. Does that dilute the competition, or does it actually help because there's so many good teams in the tournament?
It does both a little bit. I mean, there are some, I mean, UNLV's in it. Syracuse, St. Joe's is in it. Some of it's through connections that they let some teams in that aren't quite as strong as, like, San Diego State is going to be this year. But it doesn't matter for San Diego State, because they're playing Michigan and Oregon. So no matter what, they're getting two big-time top 25. In the case of Michigan, a top 10-type opponent on a neutral floor in a city that they know well and they're very comfortable in, as we saw last year when they beat Houston, and that basically got them in the tournament. So it hasn't really affected them. I guess it could, if it depended on the opponent, and see who they play third. But it's an interesting deal going from, you mentioned going eight to 18.
I
really think what they're trying to do, and they've kind of said this, they want to sort of be the event for the first part of the basketball season, the non-conference portion. And then you obviously have your conference season / conference tournament, and then obviously the NCAA tournament. So they look at the three prongs, and they're trying to, they think the first part is really undervalued. And I can see, as we go forward, I could see them trying to have like a Sweet 16, you know, in the fall. And they're starting to position themselves that way. If you look at the type of teams they've got in this tournament, it's loaded.
It's pretty impressive. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Aztecs are in there, and hopefully they'll stay in there. Got a couple of seconds left, Mark. I'd like to keep you longer, but
need to get Mark in here for an hour. I just tried to sign up.
I was going
to
say he could co-host the show, but never mind. Just let him host the show.
Yeah, you and Mark, you come in.
Yeah.
How's Reese Waters? Just simple as question as I can give you. I mean, is he back? Is he going to be back? Is there any question at all? You know, we talk about the recruits and some of the new guys and all the great success now getting these guys to come back, and Magoon Gwath and all these guys. But where's Reese? Or do we have to kind of wait and see?
So that's another yes and no question. I mean, the foot, as I understand it, is healed. He's out there practicing, but he's not going full practices because he sprained an ankle, which is unrelated to the foot. So it has nothing to do with it. But sprained an ankle and just sort of, because it's summer, they're just going slow with the recovery. And so there's certain drills that he's not in. But on the drills where he's going full speed, I mean, he looks really good. I mean, I've been to three or four practices, and I swear I've not seen him miss a shot. I mean, I haven't seen him hit the rim, I don't think. he is just pure right now with his shot, and we always knew that about him. But the question is, can he stay healthy? And, I mean, we're not going to be able to answer that until probably March, you know, how he gets through the season. And, you know, the last season he played 2 years ago, he was healthy in the first half of the season. He was probably San Diego State's best player, or right up there with Jaden Ledee, and he was really, really good. And then he rolled an ankle, tried to play on it, it got worse. And it kind of went downhill from there for the rest of the season. So, you know, you just don't know. I think it's just bad luck with him, but we'll have to just wait and see. But when he's been out there, he's looked really good.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm going to sneak one more in, because you and I have talked about this off the side before. But in your estimation, Mark, if you had to guess, how many more legit years under the way college sports are going, legit years, do the Aztecs have a chance to really compete, you know, like at the highest level? I mean, you know, because I think this year with Bird back and Gwath, you know, they could make a little run again, Sweet 16, Elite Eight, who knows? But might that go away if the college sports keeps going the way it's going?
Well, again, you don't know, because college sports keeps changing every 2 seconds. You know, there's a time, a few months ago, I would have said they might have only one more year. I mean, the money's getting so big. But if there's pushback against these regulations, if there's some kind of regulatory body or if Congress passes some antitrust exemption that allows them to really cap the spending, they'll have a shot, because the Mace Foundation raises enough money just to keep them in the ballpark. And I think players are starting to realize there's a lot more than money at San Diego State. Just the family atmosphere, the way they treat players, the way the players get along, the arena, the fan base, all that stuff. And
all right, Mark Ziegler wrapping things up there. Mark, sorry to talk over you, but I got another show coming up. It's the Scraby Chronicles. I can't wait around for that.
I'll tell you what Jason Adam did.
Jason Adam made an appearance in the All-Star game already. Scraby will have the breakdown as the Midsummer Classic. Boy, it used to really seem like it fit that name. Anyway, it's
not
underway.
A classic anymore?
No, I don't think so. But it's in Atlanta. They're playing. Scraby will keep you up to date, and he'll have his crazy brand of stuff next. We're back tomorrow, another full 4 hours at 2 o'clock. Do not miss that. For now, thanks again. Special thanks to Padre.
Diehard.
Man, you helped make the show today.
Yeah.
With a guest appearance on the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.